Oh, thank you for listening to the now unnamed podcast. Coming to you live from one of my very unprepared, echoey bedrooms in our house in Portales. I'm Jason Nemro, and I'm producing this interesting recording to help get things pulled together for a potential interview with Mesa Lands Community College, doing this sort of work for students, alongside students, for the promotion of the college, and also for just learning and for enjoyment. I'm going to read for you the this little, I wouldn't even call it an essay, it's not that big. This little blurb, it's called Tools for Empowerment. And let's just go ahead and do that. And then I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that that I do to make recordings happen. In any endeavor, one must put forth some effort to stand out from the crowd. There's always limited resources and limited time, and both must be used to best effect to accomplish one's goals. It's vital to gain experience and ultimately mastery of both resources and time in relation to yourself and others so that you may be in control of your life and influence others rather than be controlled by others or simply by circumstances. My first job was at a movie theater. There were any number of 15-year-olds that could have vied for the position I won, but I put forth some extra effort and took advantage of the social connections of my family. I started out as a doorman, basically cleaning the theater between movie showings. The guy who ran the film projectors hated working the midnight movies on weekends, and I offered to learn his job and be his backup, and soon became a union projectionist at the ripe age of 16. I was making the wages of a family man while still in high school, all because I saw some opportunities and went after them. In the digital age, there are nearly limitless opportunities to create and profit from content. The internet has proven to be a highly effective content distribution system, among other things, giving most anyone with a computer and an internet connection the ability to be creative and to build an audience for their creations. Never before has there been such ready access to the tools that open up the power to be seen and heard by others and to affect others in powerful ways. The most successful people of our times often started by taking up digital tools and grasping the opportunity to use them in creative ways. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, used computers and the early internet to initially sell books, perfecting his e-commerce model and applying it to other products until Amazon became the world's dominant marketplace. He capitalized on the digital resources available to him and his customers' desire to save time in finding desired products and is now a powerful and profitable influencer. You can also take up the same tools, computers, and connectivity, couple them with your own creativity and pursued interests to expand your own influence and empowerment. We, and when I say we, I'm kind of talking about as if I become a member of the faculty at Mesa Lands Community College. We offer the resources of experience and mentoring and the time for learning to help you better grasp and use these powerful tools to command your own future and realize your own goals. We invite you to join us as we chase your digital opportunities together and put ourselves at the front of the crowd. Well, that was a little blurb we came up with first. Me and the mouse in my pocket, I wrote it. It just highlights some of the things that would be interesting to share with students to help them learn and to do the kind of things we're doing here, making recordings, putting together content, like the written content that I read from and the voice content that we're producing right now, and distributing them on the internet. The actual text will end up probably, I've got two or three different ways of doing it. It might end up on my blog, which is probably a pretty good place to put this one. That's actually Blogger, which is run by Google. I also have a desktop at home that I use as an actual computer server. And I run a website there, actually two or three websites, along with my home radio station. I don't like listening to other people's radio. Sorry, just kind of boring for me. And I have a radio station with various content on there, news, and I'm not into sports. There's no sports. And lots of podcasts. You can rebroadcast podcasts with permission. So you get permission and you rebroadcast podcasts such as Econ Talk, one of my personal favorites, and people that I think that do podcasting right, Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, who do the No Agenda podcast, which is available at dvorak.org/NA, give students and community members exposure to these things, and the fact, actually, it just ends up almost being about confidence, the confidence to do it themselves, to put this stuff out there. And it's amazing when these things happen. It may even be not even important if it actually gets monetized, brings in some money. That might not be the interesting part. It may just be something you've always kind of wanted to do, and whether it makes money or not is immaterial to you. I don't think I've made more than $20 over the last 15 years writing and doing some podcasts and doing other things. Now, that's not true anymore. Since I've been on faculty at Eastern New Mexico University, of course, I get paid for doing a class that has some web-based content that I created, and things like that. It's starting to make money. I'd love to continue doing that. And this is a one episode podcast done with in absolutely the worst conditions. I am in an echoey room that really needs some sound, you know, some echo cancellation, you know, some foam up on the walls. That would be really good. I'm actually recording this on a cell phone, really old one, with free MP3 recording software. I've been using this setup for about 6 years now, and just for recording my thoughts and things like that. I've got 15 years of recording. Some of them were packaged up into podcasts and were available. Not terribly popular, but, you know, that's what happens. I'm not God's gift to marketing, but when it comes to creating content, I can churn it out. And certainly work alongside other people as they do the same thing. Anyway, this is a one-episode podcast, like I said before, and its major purpose is to get Mesa Lands Community College some more samples of me doing what I do, and being able to say I could put this to work for you and for your students. I'd be excited to do it. Heck, I've done this as a hobby for years. Let's go ahead and monetize it. And so it's been interesting making this podcast for you. I hope it's somewhat enjoyable, and I hope you have a great day.